Labor MP Ed Husic says he loves the United States. In Parliament, he recounted his trips to the country to watch his beloved Chicago Bulls basketball team, his visit to the home of former US President Abraham Lincoln in Illinois, and his time in California's Silicon Valley. But the member for the electorate of Chifley in Sydney's West, and Australia's first Muslim federal MP, says there's now a dark heart to Australia's cornerstone ally. And it begins, says Mr. Husic, with President Donald Trump's proposed Muslim ban.
I think it's wrong that a nation that promises so much in freedom can shut out people on the basis of faith and do it in that way. He's wrong. It's against what America stands for. I think of the words of Paul Keating when he says that once they've pawned the crown, it's hard to reclaim the inheritance. And he's right. What America is doing to itself and the way that it's behaving is disappointing to so many of its friends. I can't see myself going back to America while this is being maintained.
But not all members of Parliament share a downcast view of the US under its 45th president. Liberal MP Craig Kelly is pointing to the world's largest economy as proof of the country's enduring strength.
Of course, Deputy Speaker, we see today the Americans under their new president, Deputy Speaker, having enormous economic success. In fact, we only look last week, US consumer sentiment unexpectedly has surged to a 13-year high, as they note, as Americans' perceptions of the economy and their own finances have rebounded following several major hurricanes.
One of Mr. Kelly's Liberal Party colleagues, John Alexander, knows the US better than most from his days as a professional tennis player. Like many, he paid tribute to the long-shared military history of Australia in the US. The former Atlanta resident, who boasts he was born on US Independence Day, July the 4th, says both he and Australia have grown up with the US as a friend and influence. But he says he sees modern America's biggest flaw as not being rooted in defence or immigration policy, but, in the wake of the mass shooting in Las Vegas, it's gun laws.
The US has been the world's policeman, the greatest force for peace, wherever peace is threatened. It is therefore difficult to reconcile that the US is empowering its own people to do to themselves greater destruction of human life than the combined forces of all enemies over the past 150 years. Until you control gun ownership, you are your own worst enemy.
On the other hand, there was an emphasis to separate the issue of the Australia-US alliance with specific opposition to Donald Trump. Labor MP Gabe Brotman reached into the history books of the Australia-US alliance, as well as her own party.
It's an alliance of more than 65 years, which has withstood personality clashes and policy differences in the past, and I believe it can withstand them now. So those of us who believe this is an alliance that deserves to endure need to speak up in its defence, Deputy Speaker. Australia can have an independent foreign policy and a strong alliance with the United States, as Labor leaders have long proved.
But even amongst those currently disappointed with the current state of the United States, there's a hope things will improve, and a will for it to do so, perhaps best expressed in the closing remarks of Mr. Husic.
America, I think the world of you. But I cannot, and people like me, cannot be shamed by you. This is not the promise of the America we love. America is better than this.